So I specialize in all things television and film. I saw the movie Boys in the Hood when I was 13. I was just blown away, not with the only with the experience that I had. Finally in the cusp of making it. And I was like, it's far from making it. Just knowing that I'm blessed regardless.
Welcome to the Paisa Noel Show, hashtag PNS, woo woo, a talk show based in LA, California, where most of the guests reside. I'm your host, Paisa Noel, a Southern girl from Charlotte, North Carolina, that's now stamped a Cali girl after almost 20 years living in SoCal. I'm a former professional dancer turned talk show creator whom, throughout my crazy up and down journey, has met some fascinating people with incredible stories, many of them including their LA lifestyles and journeys through the entertainment industry. However, regardless of your location and profession, if you want to hear authentic stories and be inspired to take that risk and go for a dream, this show is for you, honey. PNS aims to motivate, teach, and spark inspiration as the guests openly and honestly share their experiences, highs and lows, lessons, and tips. Oh, and last but not least, on the Paisa Noel Show, we will always find that laugh, which means that we will have at least a sprinkle of humor in each episode. All right, y'all, let's elevate and let's laugh. Everybody, and welcome to the Paisa Noel Show. And today I have somebody I'm really excited about. I have Krista Jackson here. So I have written a bio for her, so I want to introduce her the way I know her, and then she'll tell you a little bit more. Krista Jackson is a multi-talented, she works in the studios. I knew that, and I didn't have the rest down, so we're going to have her to explain that part. But she also, the really cool thing is that she's a comedian. Krista is a woman of faith, knowledge, many talents, endurance, resilience, and grace. Her strength and her many hats never cease to amaze me. Most of all, I am fascinated by her extensive up and down journey. Her spirituality and ability to bounce back after difficulty is admirable and inspiring. The icing on the cake to me is observing and experiencing her strong loyalty and friendship. Knowing Krista is a gift, and you are in for a treat today.
I think I needed to hear that.
Well, you always stand out with your loyalty and help. Like, you're always trying to find a way to do something out of love for all of your friends. And I'm just so glad to be one of them now.
Thank
but
you,
that's what I always see you doing.
I feel really honored to be here. I was like touched that you asked me. I was like, oh, that's so nice of you to include me in, you know, your goals and your vision.
So anyway, I did ask her what she does by trade because she does do a lot of stuff. So I'm going to let her explain a little bit.
I specialize in project management and story analysis within the networks and studio systems. So my career has been from television networks to production companies to movie studios, kind of all things television and film. I am from Miami, Florida. I was born in the Philippines to Air Force parents, but my mom is born and raised in Miami, and so that's where we settled. Yeah, I was always a talkative kid, a curious kid. Being an only child, my mom's friends were my friends, so I was always like a little more mature.
Was a little grown with it, huh?
Exposed to things maybe that a child shouldn't be exposed to. I saw the movie Boys in the Hood when I was 13 or 12 or 13. It was on my birthday.
Oh, okay.
And I was just blown away, not with the only with the experience that I had in theater. I don't think I'd ever had like a cinematic experience, but it was also like a learning experience because I'm like from the suburbs. So I was like this whole new world that I was like unfamiliar with. Mm-hmm. And then when I left the theater, I saw all these other people like really affected by the film as well. And I just thought, how powerful is this medium? I felt like the young men, especially the young black men, were really moved by seeing themselves on screen and the anger of their situation. And I just thought, you can help people through this medium. And I fell in love with it. And since then, performing arts schools, performing arts middle schools, high schools. My goal was to always get into film. And then I went to film school at Howard. And I came home one summer. And God opened up all these doors in LA. And Paisa, I tell you, not from the time that it was in my heart, I was living in LA 3 weeks later. My first job was working for actor director Bill Duke. He was an OG. I mean, he was directing episodic television in the 70s, you know, Falcon Crest and all those shows as a black man. But he was also very old school Hollywood. He was strict. He didn't take no mess. He was hard on you. I think just for fun. I think he just used to being like hard because that's just the way you had to be. It was a lot for me my first time out, but it definitely whipped me into shape. That's for sure.
What was, like, one of the most difficult times of your journey out here in L.A., and how did you overcome it?
So, when I kind of got the dream job as, like, a junior executive at a production company, I was doing scripted television, alternative television, and feature films. And I am like, this is it. I'm taking the means. I'm finding the talent. I'm literally going down and getting a partnership in my mind. Like, I'm kicking butt. I'm taking names. And I found myself really, really empty.
Interesting.
And I was kind of heartbroken because I was like, this is all I've ever wanted to do. Like, I'm finally, like, getting the money. And I just feel, and the words I use were, I've never felt so insignificant in my life. I literally said that out loud, sitting in my office at my desk after I finished the script. And I kind of didn't know what to do with that. And I felt like God had, like, let me down, in a way. And I'm like, finally, it gets this place that's about to be on. Like, in my version of making it, I'm like, finally on the cusp of making it. And I was like, this is far from making it. And so my faith took a tumble. Because I felt like it was God taking it away from me. He never said he was taking anything away from me. I think I was misplacing my confidence and my trust in the wrong thing. But it took me years to figure that out. And all because I thought I had an expectation of what should be. And if I just would have been like, okay, well, this is what it is. But it's also just work. We all, like, not don't worship this industry. Don't worship what this means.
Interesting.
I think I would have got to the promised land faster. Yeah, but I'm also looking at being completely secure and confident in who I am regardless of what's happening around me. Because it's going to be shaky. You have to, like, remind yourself to stay focused on just knowing that I'm blessed regardless of whatever happens. Wherever I end up, girl, if I move to God knows where, doing God knows what, I am no less blessed. No less than anybody in LA or in the spotlight. And I think I really want to get that in my system so that when I'm out there working and doing, it's really to give back and not to receive. Because at least not to receive from the industry, to receive from the Father.
So tell us more about this comedian thing. Because she's funny, guys. She's
so
funny.
The comedy, thank you, Paisa. It came during that dark point, that low point that you asked about. So I ended up in therapy. And my therapist was like, let your work be work. Don't try to get anything out of it, creativity or anything from it. But find yourself a separate creative pursuit. And I was like, well, I've always wanted to try stand-up comedy and improv. When I tried stand-up, the rest was history, as they say. And, you know, I was like traveling and showcasing at a major festival within months at traveled to, like, Boston and Texas and the Bay.
It just started moving like that.
It was moving. It was moving. Yeah, you know, I've decided, at least for now, I decided to lay down because it got to the point where people, I received such a positive response about it. People were like, what are you going to do? What are you gonna do? And I kind of felt like I was doing it for other people instead of myself.
I understand.
And it's too personal, stand-up comedy. It's, you know, and it's so raw. It's just you and your material with instant feedback. To have it be outward focused, it really has to be inward focused, and you have to be really inwardly confident in it. And I said, you know, it's okay if I, you know, put it down for my mental health and pick it up when it's for Krista. You know, people need to see your light, right? They need to see your light because it shows the way. But people also need to see your darkness because it also lets them know it's okay. That's what I liked about Boys in the Hood. These people saw, like, this dark side, but they saw themselves. And I like to show my dark side because I feel like that's really where people see themselves. I'm encouraged by your commitment to you taking charge of what you want and what's important to you. And if there's anything that are closing words, do that. do what's important to you. Creativity, you know, you said you were empty and you had to find something.
Mm-hmm.
Creativity is like just as important as air. Like, we need it to express ourselves. So go out and express and get what you want in life. You're worth it and you're enough.
You're enough.
You're making me mad.
Thank you for tuning in to the Pisa Noel Show, hashtag PNS. Hopefully you enjoyed this episode, got something out of it, and found that laugh somewhere. To visually see these stunning guests in their full extended season one interviews, you can subscribe to my YouTube channel at the Pisa Noel Show, PNS, as that's where it all began. If you're feeling the PNS podcast, please hook a sister up with a fantastic rate and review, okay? All right. Last but not least, you can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Pisa Noel Show. Blessings, love, and laughter, y'all. Peace out.